By popular demand, the listeners have actually said that we need some talent in the studio, so we've
about
actually
time.
Brought some in, yeah,
about
rather than
time.
Me and you, or you and I.
We've got young singer-songwriter, and it's Frankie Turton. Morning, Frankie.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I am not bad at all, actually. Not bad at all. So, Frankie, tell us a little bit about yourself. You're 14 years old. Tell us a little bit about your school.
Well, I go to school in Drax, and they're on a music and drama scholarship, which is good because it means I can get time out of school to do this kind of thing and go gigging and that sort of thing, which is very lucky.
That's pretty good, isn't it, really?
Pretty cool, that, I think. Pretty cool. Right. How long have you been playing your music, then?
I've been properly doing it just under a year now.
Right. You seem okay. Very laid back for someone that's about to
confident.
Perform some live music.
Yeah, confident. That's why you were contacted, I think, by your mum early on this week, who'd sent us a track. This is a track, Graffiti Children, and you've sort of put this out for children in need. Is that right?
Yes. It was released at midnight last night, and we've decided that because it was released on Children in Need, that all my profits are going to Children in Need.
Well done.
That's good for you.
Superb.
Well done, you.
Was it an easy song to put together? How long did it? I mean, what's the creative process like for you, Frankie?
It took quite a while to put it together and get it all sorted because there was a lot of technical things to go through. And it didn't take long to write it, really, but it was all the sort of recording and getting it through to the different stores and that sort of thing.
Right. Yeah, sure. And so, what's the big dream? Who inspires you? Who are you listening to? And you're thinking, oh, yeah, now that should be me later.
Really, one of my biggest inspirations is a singer-songwriter called Dodie, and she writes a lot of songs on the ukulele and that sort of thing, and she really inspires me in my music.
Really? I've got a ukulele at home. I'm not very good. I can play one thing on the ukulele. And that's it. I'm
that's
good.
That surprises me. You can play one thing.
I can
on it,
play
to be
one
honest.
Thing on the ukulele. I can play one thing on a guitar, and I can play one thing on a piano. That is it.
So you're a one-trick pony, then,
yep.
Really, aren't you?
Yep.
Do you play any other instruments?
Yes, I play quite a lot of instruments.
Do you?
Yeah.
Schooling that you've got to learn other things, or are you just naturally quite talented?
I just like playing instruments, and so I tend to gravitate towards them and learn them.
So what other instruments do you play? You've got a very nice guitar with you today. What other instruments do you play?
This is actually a baritone ukulele, and this is what I play.
I should have known that. The baritone ukulele,
I've
of
got
course.
A ukulele at home.
I've been absolutely
not.
Owned there. Owned.
Well done. We'll clip that bit out.
Obviously, this is a baritone ukulele.
Yes. Exactly.
This is pre-recorded. I can edit all this out.
For those listening on the podcast, they'll never know.
So what else do you play apart from the baritone ukulele, then?
I also play the soprano ukulele.
Is that the really small one, then?
Yeah.
The one I've got? Right, yeah. Cool.
And I do play the guitar, and I play the bass and the piano and a bit of the drums and that sort of thing.
Wow-wee, that is...
Other than that, then, you don't really know
don't
what
really do
music
much at
was.
No, that's all right, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
So are you hoping, obviously, to carve a career out, I would imagine, in music?
Yeah, definitely. It's what I would like to do.
Brilliant. And so, with your schooling, and you've got the scholarship for music, how does that work? Do you predominantly do music at school and then the other subjects? How does it work?
Well, I do all the subjects as normal, and I'm doing music, but it sort of means that I get more opportunities, so I get asked to perform at school and I get more chances to perform, and then they allow me to come out to do that sort of thing.
Right.
How many hours a day do you play music? Because you can't just play music. You've got to practice, haven't you? You've got to get very, very good at it. How long does it take you?
I don't really have like a set practice time. It's more sometimes I come home from school and I feel like just picking up one of my instruments and playing it. So I do. And sometimes those can last a very long time.
Yeah. Really? Yeah.
Have you got understanding neighbours then, or...?
Luckily, we don't live too near most people, so
that's
we don't
handy.
Get
there you go.
Like,
that's
too
handy.
Many complaints.
Yeah. And I imagine, look, your mum's in the studio. She didn't want to talk, but your mum's in the studio. I just want to, yay or nay, were you happy when she didn't take up the violin? Yes. That's the worry for me, is that my daughter Isabel, she's only five, but that she's either going to want to play the recorder. That's just awful.
What's the noisiest instrument you've got?
A drum kit.
Right, I'm going to get Isabel.
Drums. No, I'll be up for drums. Drums are cool. But
drums are cool if played properly, sure.
Yeah, but you can easily make them sound good initially. That's not a drama. But like a recorder or a violin, that just sounds like you're dragging a cat through a bush, like constantly. There's nothing great about that. You picked the right instruments, didn't you?
Yeah.
And how long have you played? You're saying you've only been playing these instruments for not that long.
Well, I've been playing a lot of them for a long time, but I've only really started playing the baritone ukulele and the soprano ukulele for just over a year, and I've only started really taking my music to a more serious level instead of just writing
in the
stuff
last year.
And then
right,
I've started properly performing it and doing gigs and that kind of thing in
right
the last year.
So before that, before you were 14, it was just a hobby.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Now it's serious business. So are you did you like putting videos out on YouTube and that sort of thing? Is that
yes,
how you're doing
I
it?
Do have a YouTube channel, and I post covers on it sometimes of songs that really inspire me or that I just really enjoy listening to.
Yeah. Well, the world is your lobster at the moment, isn't it, really? Same thing. Because you think about it, it's a Friends reference. But if you think about it, like someone like Ed Sheeran, it's just him and his guitar, and he headlines Glastonbury. You can go very, very far doing this now, can't you?
Yeah, I'm hoping to.
You know what I like about this? Too often at schools now, there's no competitiveness, and I know music, you're not necessarily competing, but putting yourself out there, you know, putting stuff on YouTube, it's quite easy for people to criticise and look at what you're doing. I don't know, how do you feel about that side of it? I like the fact you're putting yourself out there and saying, hey, look at me, this is what I can do. Is that a challenge for you, or...?
You find that in most jobs there'll always be competition, that sort of thing. So I've thought about it and accepted the fact that it will be a very difficult career path to take, but it's something that I enjoy doing, so I feel like I should at least try and pursue it.
Yeah.
There we go.
I like this. This is
a
good.
A kid with a head screwed on. A realist.
Well, yeah. You sound a lot more...
Not a badge for everyone, just for taking part.
No.
You got to be out there. You got to be the best you can be, and that's good. I like it.
I think you got more confidence in yourself at 14 than either me and Mark have ever had. So.
Yeah. You any good at reading the news?
Never tried it.
Honestly, anything would be an improvement on.
Oh, that's just me.
A-boom!
That's
A-boom!
Just me.
A-boom! Okay, well, we should hear this song then, shouldn't we? Really,
we should.
So this is called Graffiti Children. Just tell us a little bit about the song before we hear it.
It, as you said, it's called Graffiti Children, and it's sort of written about sort of not really fitting in, but not in like the sort of way that most people do. It's more about not really fitting in, but being proud of that and realizing that there are always going to be more people like you that you can fit in with. You don't necessarily have to fit in with one group. You can find someone to fit in with yourself.
I'm liking this already. Okay, here we go then. So all proceeds of this song are going to go to Children in Need. It's called Graffiti Children. And here she is on Radio Yorkshire. It's Frankie.
A mind like a window, but the curtains are drawn. I think you're a masterpiece, even if your canvas is torn. It's not your fault you were painted with tears in your eyes. Your colours are fading, but so are your lies. Drawn to perfection, away from detection. Bursting with colour, out of eyesight, but we've got each other. We are graffiti children, no one looks us in the eye. Spray painted on alley walls, as blue as the sky. We're just art that's been forgotten down some back street in your hometown. And one day we'll be painted over, but tonight we are a supernova. Created on bricks and cement blocks, a little rough around the edges. Hidden away from public eye, behind street corners and fences. Never be seen in a gallery of any kind, because our faults and flaws, our wood was outlined. Drawn to perfection, away from detection. bursting with colour, out of eyesight, but we've got each other. We are graffiti children, no one looks us in the eye. Spray painted on alley walls, as blue as the sky. We're just art that's been forgotten down some back street in your hometown. And one day we'll be painted over, but tonight we are a supernova. We are graffiti children, no one looks us in the eye. Spray painted on alley walls, as blue as the sky. We're just art that's been forgotten down some back street in your hometown. And one day we'll be painted over, but tonight we are a supernova.
Spectacular. I tell you what, for 18 minutes past eight on a Friday morning, that was superb. Well done.
Well done. I like the words. Or the lyrics.
I liked it all. I liked it all. That was spectacular. Mm. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Wowee. Try that, Mark. Let's see if you can have a go. No. Don't.
That is, that's pretty special. That.
Yeah.
We get quite a lot of people coming in, and that was very, very, very impressive.
I have
to
admit, that was really, really good. In fact, our producer, Kat, who's just been working the cameras, just texted me as soon as you started playing, just with, wow.
Yeah.
Definitely wow. Have you got like a back catalogue of songs at 14 already?
I do have quite a lot of original songs.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I write them a lot, so.
Really? Yeah. What was the first song you wrote?
I don't know, it's difficult to place it because I used to write a lot of not good songs, but
yeah,
little songs on the piano when I was quite younger and I didn't really know what I was doing.
Yeah.
So I'd just mess around and create little things, and then I just sort of expanded from there and wrote some on the guitar, and then eventually became what I do today, which is ukulele and songs that actually mean stuff.
Yeah. It's absolutely superb. So if people want to find out, if people want to listen to you, you've got your YouTube channel. How do they search for you on YouTube?
I think if you just search Frankie, hopefully the YouTube channel should come up.
That should come on. Are you on the Twitter, Facebook, that sort of thing, Instagram?
On Facebook, it's Frankie Turton Official, and on Twitter and Instagram, it's Frankie Music OFF, so short for official.
There you go. I've just been handed a card as well.
Look at that.
Graffiti Children out now. So it's on Amazon, Google Play. It's on Spotify. It's on Apple Music. And you can find you on Facebook, Frankie Turton Official, on Instagram, Frankie Music Off, and Twitter, Frankie Music Off, and it's your website is frankieofficial.co.uk. Frankie, really, really appreciate you coming in this morning. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
That's the way to start your Friday.
Exactly.
That's it.
It's nice to be in this studio with someone that's got a bit of talent.
Yeah, at long last.